Good afternoon. This is actually it's still morning. Good morning. This is Pastor Craig on WGH Talk, and I would like to welcome you to a new show debuting today. It's What's Happening, Marion? And so the idea behind this is I was putting together what I was going to do for the weekend a few weeks ago. And I realized that you kind of have to go to this website and that website and check with the Convention Bureau and all these different places to find out what's going on. And I thought, wouldn't it be great if we had one place that you could go to plan your weekend or to plan next week or to find out what's happening in the community, what's going on? So that was the idea behind What's Happening, Marion. So what I'm going to try to do for you every Friday is give you what I've been able to put together as far as what's going on, what you can do, where you can go, what you can see, and what's happening that you need to know about. So hopefully that'll cut down on the work that you have to do. So that was kind of the idea behind this. So we'll see how we're doing, and let's get started. And I'm trying to give you a full range of things. Like, for instance, if the city or the county has things going on, you know, public service events, you'll hear about them here. If various churches have outreach programs or special events going on, you'll hear about them here. If there are things going on in the community, you'll hear about them here. Also, what we'll do from time to time is we'll get some interviews with some of the local people to tell about their special event that's going on. So that's what we're here for. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you a second to get a piece of paper and something to write with. You might hear something. Hopefully you'll hear a couple things that interest you, but hopefully if not, you'll hear at least one thing that you'll hear that is an interest to you or that you know of somebody that might be interested in it. So that way you can write down the details. So let's get started. First thing, there is a free community meal on Friday nights. That would be tonight. Free community meal on the first, second, and fourth Fridays, so that's this Friday, at the Shining Light Baptist Church. It is at 6 p.m., and everyone is welcome. And if you're not familiar with Shining Light Baptist Church, they are the church that sits on that point of Mount Vernon and Church. So that's a free community meal tonight at 6 o'clock. We've got today and tomorrow, July 14th and 15th, so today and tomorrow, Friday and Saturday, the Warren G. Harding Symposium at the OSU Marion campus. And what they're having there at the symposium is world-renowned White House photographer Peter Souza will be there. The event is going to be Through the Photographer's Lens, Exploring the U.S. presidency. Now, Pete Souza, he was the official White House photographer for Ronald Reagan and for Barack Obama. And during his time with Obama, the two terms that Obama served, he logged over 25,000 hours just in the Oval Office as the official White House photographer. And that happens to be more time than any other person has spent in the Oval Office on record. So that's going to be tonight and tomorrow. And here's their schedule. 6:30 to 8:30 tonight is an opening reception. Then tomorrow, Saturday, 10:30 to 11:30, they have a wreath-laying ceremony. And then from 1 to 5 are workshops. They don't really specify, but I imagine it's probably relating to photography, since that's what this guy's an expert at. And then 6 to 8 tomorrow night is the dinner and the keynote speaker. So if you have an interest in that, and nowhere could I find where there was a cost involved. That's the other thing. Whenever I can find a cost involved, I'll pass that on to you. But I could not find anywhere where there was a cost involved. So that's the Warren G. Harding Symposium at the OSU Marion campus. If you would like to get more information, or if you'd like to get involved in that, you can call the Engagement Center at 614-292-2281. Again, that's 614-292-2281. Now, tonight and tomorrow. That would be July 14th and 15th. That's tonight and tomorrow. Is the Waldo Festival in Waldo, Ohio. And today is from 10 until 11:45. And tomorrow, it is from 8 until whenever. I believe it's 8 o'clock when they're closing tomorrow night. So at the Waldo Festival, there's food trucks, live music, craft vendors. On Saturday, there's a show. It's a car show, bike show, truck show, tractor show. They've also got cornhole tournament. And there's going to be a magic show with a local magician. And then Belly Buster's Pizza in Waldo is sponsoring a pizza eating contest. I heard rumors that our Matt Morgan may be there for the pizza eating contest. No? No? You're shaking your head no? You do not eat pizza. Okay. Well, so much for that. However, I will be there. Not that that's going to be a big draw, but I'll be there tonight from 6 o'clock until whenever, and I'll be roaming around on the grounds, and I'll probably be with my good friends, Amber and Nate Redmond. Nate Redmond, formerly with this station. So Nate and Amber and myself will be there checking out the festivities of the Waldo Festival. All right. Today, tomorrow, and Sunday, July 14th, 15th, and 16th, at the Palace Theater, there is going to be a live performance, a musical performance of the 1991 Disney movie hit, Beauty and the Beast. So you can see Beauty and the Beast tonight, Saturday night, and Sunday afternoon. Times are tonight and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. And Sunday is, of course, a matinee at 2 o'clock. The ticket prices for adults start at $12, and I believe they top out at $29, but you can get tickets starting at $12. If you'd like to purchase tickets, you can purchase them online, or you can purchase them in person. So you just have to drive over to the Palace Theater a little bit before showtime, walk up to the window, buy your tickets, go in and sit down and watch a musical performance of Beauty and the Beast. All right, on Saturdays, this is until September, started in June, goes till September, every Saturday, the Caledonia Farmers Market. And that will be Saturday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. And it's in the public square in Caledonia. Now, I like farmers markets. I used to have a garden. I don't have a garden anymore. And there's nothing better than fresh garden ripe tomatoes. I love them. And I also like to buy my bell peppers from a fresh garden. And I like to get cucumbers and things like that. As a matter of fact, on Thursday when I was coming up 62 from Mount Sterling, there's a big farmers market along 62 just between Grove City and Mount Sterling. And I bought a couple of tomatoes and cucumber and some bell peppers. And I got to tell you, these were Bainbridge, Ohio tomatoes. I know they were raised by the Amish. As a matter of fact, much of their produce there is raised by the Amish. But these Bainbridge, Ohio tomatoes, they were as big as a grapefruit. And boy, was that thing tasty and juicy. And I love going to the farmer's market. So if you're like me and you don't have a garden or can't have a garden, check that one out. Sunday, July 16th, that's this Sunday, at 7 o'clock, the summer concerts in McKinley Park. They have a series of concerts every Sunday night, and it's in McKinley Park, and it is free. They do ask for a donation, if you can in any way. Make a donation. It would help them out. However, it is free. And this Sunday night is Spittin' Image. Now, when I saw this, I said, wait a minute. Okay, I'm 64 years old. And I said, wait a minute. I know that name, Spittin' Image. And I thought back to my college days in the late 70s and early 80s when I was stumbling around OSU campus. And I said, I know I've heard that name, Spittin' Image. So anyhow, I got on the internet and went to a Facebook page, and sure enough, Spittin' Image is two twin brothers that play and sing, and they have been around for 50 years. As a matter of fact, they just celebrated their 50th anniversary in the music business. They started as young teenagers, and sure enough, they got started out in the 70s and 80s playing the hotel circuit and the motel circuit and the little country bars and things like that. So I'm kind of giving a personal recommendation in that I know when I saw them 45 years ago, it was a good time. So that's the summer concert series in McKinley Park, Spittin' Image, this Sunday night, 7 o'clock. All right, from today till August 8th, you can vote early. As you will have to know if you've been listening to the station this morning, there is a special election on August 8th. State issue one. That's the only thing on the election. The only thing on the ballot this time. And I'm not here to promote one side or the other. But I would encourage you to take the time. I know you only have one thing to vote for. You probably have a zero interest or a low amount of interest in it. But folks, that's part of being American, is that you have that right to vote. Please exercise your vote. Again, I'm not here to argue for either side of the coin. I just would like to see you get out and vote. And you don't have to wait till August 8th. They have early voting. It's early absentee voting, but you can vote in person down at the Board of Elections, 222 West Center Street. And this week, coming up week, Monday through Friday, they are open from 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock. Again, that's 8 o'clock to 5 o'clock, Monday through Friday. So if you're out and about anytime this week or next week or the next week during those hours, you have no excuse for not voting. There, I just gave my little pitch for voting. Monday, July, wait a minute. I think I got a problem with my dates. 14, 15. No, I don't. Okay. Monday, 17th, July 17th, Monday, is Lap Sit Baby Time. Now, when I saw this, I said, what? Lap Sit Baby Time. It's in the Marion Public Library in the Storytime Room. And that's for 0 to 24 months. In other words, from the day you come home from the hospital with that new baby up until the time it's 24 months old, they have 20 minutes where you have lap sit activities. In other words, mom's sitting down and she's holding baby on her lap. Yeah, it took me a minute to figure it out. But they've got 20 minutes of activities. They do songs, they do rhyming, they read books, they do finger plays. So that's on Monday, Marion Public Library at 10 a.m. Wednesday, July 19th, is Bridge Day. And you've probably heard that one on the news here. The Marmet Drug Task Force is having a drug prescription drug turn-in day. It's at City Hall in the parking lot. Again, that's 222 West Center Street. And the hours are from 10 until 2. So again, that is on Wednesday. The next item of interest. Now, this event is on August 5th, but I'm telling you about it today because the deadline for getting in on this event is Thursday. That would be Thursday, July 20th. Okay, that is the First Ladies Luncheon at Tri Rivers Career Center. And what that is, that's a lunch featuring favorite foods of First Ladies. And then there are impersonators there or character role players there of the First Ladies. I don't have a list. They haven't announced it yet of who the First Ladies are going to be. But I imagine there may be an Eleanor Roosevelt or a Jackie Kennedy or something like that. I think you're probably familiar with this or when they do the President's Dinner in the fall. But that First Ladies Luncheon is August 5th, but you must be registered by this Thursday. The cost is $25, and simply go to the Heritage Hall of the Marion Historical Society and you can get your tickets there. By the way, the lunch is 11 to 1:30. Every Thursday now until October is the Downtown Farmers Market. Downtown Farmers Market runs from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Thursday. And that's at the corner of Church and Main. And by the way, that will be in conjunction this week with the third Thursday downtown that they do every third Thursday. So you can kill two birds with one stone, go down, enjoy the festivities of the third Thursday, and stop by the downtown farmers market, and then come home pie-eyed and with a pocket full of tomatoes and cucumbers. Thursday, July 20th, is story time at the Marion Public Library in the main program room. And it runs, there are two times. They have a 10 o'clock to 10:30 is the first session, and then 11 o'clock to 11:30 is the second session. Now, this is for preschoolers and younger. So Monday is the lap sit up to 24 months, and then Thursday is the story time for preschoolers and younger. Again, it's songs and rhyming and activities and stories. So you've got both of those activities going on at the Marion Public Library, Monday for lap sit and Thursday for story time. Thursday, July 20th, the summer music concerts at the Kingston Residence of Marion, 6:30 p.m., and it lasts for about an hour, 7:30. And again, the group, it's a duo, of Spit and Image, who they are Sunday at McKinley Park, will be Thursday at the Kingston Residence of Marion. Now, we got a whole bunch of things going on this week for the Marion County Park Districts. Monday the 17th, starts at 6 p.m. James Anderson will tour the unique prairie plant life in this area being the prairie plant tour of Beaver Wildlife Area, just off State Route 739. So that's Monday night at 6 o'clock. Join James and learn about prairie plant life. The next evening is Tuesday, the 18th, and you'll get to meet intern naturalist Josh, and he's doing a program on plant identification. I'm sorry, intern Jonah. He's exploring and explaining the plant life growing along the trail, and that is at the Marion Tallgrass Trailhead. And then the final thing is Friday the 21st, and how to keep and care for native turtles. And Jonah, again, the intern, will talk about the good care practices and taking care of turtles. And that's at 5 o'clock. And by the way, I said, that's right. So he's the good care and practices of taking care of turtles, 5 o'clock. And that should be really interesting. I'm sure a lot of you probably did what I did when your kid's growing up and you're out driving around and you see a box turtle trying to cross the road. You got to stop and take it home. And we always did that, stop and took it home. But my parents made me let it go the next day. I was never allowed to keep a turtle for more than a day. So I always had to release it back to the wild. But he will give you information on the proper care of turtles. And incidentally, speaking of turtles, when my boys were young, we got one of those at the pet store turtles that you could, they're about the size of a quarter and you can buy them at the pet store. Well, I guess now it's harder to get them. But we bought that turtle and we got that turtle 27 years ago. My oldest son got it when he was a little boy, 27 years ago. And that turtle got passed on to his brother when he went off to college. And then my other son kind of let his kids take care of it. And that turtle just passed away earlier this year. So that was in the family over 25 years. So it was an interesting thing. All right. We've got here. All right. The last thing on my list is this one, and I want to spend a little bit of time talking about this because I find this to be very interesting. Running all through the summer, the Visitors Bureau and Convention Center has what they call Marion's Amazing Treasures, and what it is a scavenger hunt type activity. And you can pick up a playing card at their offices at 198 West Center Street, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 5. And there are instructions on this card. And what it is they have 23 places in Marion that you can go visit. And it's all kinds of things. There are historical places in Marion area. There are museums in the Marion area. The library. There's just everything you can think of. And what you have to do is you have to take your playing card and go to these places. Now, some of them are manned, like, for instance, the Huber Machinery Museum. And so you go to those places, visit the place, see the museum, and you get a little stamp for your card. Now, some of the things, like, for instance, the Merchant Ball in the cemetery. Obviously, there's nobody there. But if you go there and see it, there will be something there that will identify it as being on this treasure hunt, the scavenger hunt, and then you have to write in your square whatever the picture is or the design is or the secret code, something like that. So then you spend the summer, you get all these places visited and checked out, and then you can turn in with your name and address and everything, turn this into the convention center, and they're going to have a drawing. And third place prize drawing will be those that have been turned in, and they've got between 8 and 13 of their visits validated. Second place prize drawing will be those cards turned in that have 14 to 19 of the validations. And then they will have a first place prize drawing for those cards turned in that have 20 or more of the validations. And you have to have your cards turned in by September 11th at the Convention Bureau. And then the drawing for winning cards will be on the 15th. So one, now they don't list what the prizes are, but I'm sure they're decent prizes, you know. And so two things here. One, you have a chance to win a drawing. And two, think of the fun that you and your family can have going around and visiting all these places. Let me give you kind of like a sampling here of some of the places you'll be going. You'll be going to the Old Lynn Schoolhouse. That's out of town there on Route 4. And there are certain times that they have tours. So you can tour the Old Lynn Schoolhouse. There's Heritage Hall. And if you haven't been Heritage Hall, definitely worth going for the Wyandotte Popcorn Museum. There's Mary Ellen Withrow Treasury Exhibit, which is fascinating. And, you know, the Huber Machinery Museum here, which I think is probably one of Marion's, people know about Huber Machinery, but I think the museum is one of the best kept secrets in that it's on the fairgrounds. But they've got, you have to stop by one of the Cardinals. I'm not going to tell you which one. You have to get your card, but you got to stop by one of the 17 Cardinal statues. You get to see, you'll go by the Huber Historic Home. So is anybody currently doing this? Give me a call, 740-383-WWGH or 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Has anybody picked up this card and is doing this, visiting these places? Because I got my card, and I'm going to see if I can, in the time allotted, visit all these places. I think it's going to be really fun, and I think it'll be really interesting, not to mention the fact that we're going to learn a lot. So give me a call if you have gotten a card, and tell me how you're doing. And so I would encourage all of you to get a card. So give me a call, 740-383-9944. Tell me if you've picked up a card, or give me a call and tell me if you're aware of anything going on this week that I didn't cover. Now, what I'm also going to do is you can write this number down. I'm going to give you a phone number that if you're part of an organization that is planning an event in the near future, or you're aware of an event in the near future, you can call this number and you can leave a recorded message. A live person will not answer the phone, but you can leave a recorded message. Leave me your name and phone number. I can call you back and leave me details with things like what your event is and the time and the cost, that type of thing. Because what I plan to do here is, like I said earlier, I plan to become the bulletin board for Marion County activities. Particularly, I would like to hear from some of the churches that have events going on, because I know that a lot of churches have events going on that are open to the public or outreach to the public, and that type of thing. So 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Talk to me. And we'll have a good time. All right. There are some other things to tell you that just kind of in the back of your mind, some things that are going to be happening. Let's see here. On the Sunday night McKinley Park concerts, the rundown for the rest of the season is July 23rd, Trombones Plus. There's going to be a Marion, Ohio Kennel Club Harding Classic National Dog Show That is the 127th annual dog show coming up in the near future. So if that is an interest, just be listening for that. And July 30th, summer concerts at McKinley Park, United in Harmony. First Tuesday of the month, Epworth United Methodist Free Neighborhood Meal. And summer concerts in McKinley Park, August 6th. 6th is the Palace Theater Big Band with John and Ann. Sunday, August 13th, summer concerts in McKinley Park. And that is, by the way, the last one, and it is the Marion Concert Band. And by the way, it is the Marion Concert Band that has been putting on this series of concerts in McKinley Park. August 19th, the Woods Food Truck Festival. So that's coming up in August, the Food Truck Festival. And in September, Palace Theater Ballroom Dancing with Kirk. October 6th, Palace Theater Finding Nemo Jr. And then in December 1st at the Palace Theater starts the Christmas at the Palace. So we got lots of good things coming up this summer and this fall. So folks, stay tuned here. I'll be here every Friday at 11 o'clock to talk about what's going on in Marion. 740-383-9944. Give me a call. And by the way, if something is on your mind other than just what's going on this summer, go ahead and give me a call. I'm not opposed to talking about anything. We can do that here. As you know, Scott likes to talk about anything. I'll talk about anything. So you can give me a call here. Also, too, if you have taken a vacation this summer, if you took a vacation and you stayed here in Marion, I'd like to hear about that, what you did. And looks like we have a call coming in right now. Go ahead. Hello, caller.
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, what card were you talking about? I just got in on the tail end of that a while ago. You said something about picking up a card.
Yes.
What was that about?
You can pick up a card. Okay, what it is it's the Marion's Amazing Treasure. It's a scavenger hunt type thing.
Oh,
and you can you can pick up the card at the Convention Bureau, which is there on West Center Street. I think it's 183 West Center Street. And what this card has is, this card has 23 different places around Marion. You know, the museums, some attractions, different things to see. And then you go there and get your card stamped or validated. And then they have a drawing. So you can turn your card in September. So you've got the next month and a half to visit all these places. For instance, the Marion Union Station or the Huber Historic Home. Oh, stop by and see, and this card will tell you which one, but you got to stop by and see one of the cardinal statues that's around town. And then you can submit your card, and they're having drawings for prizes.
Okay, that's and all the places are here in Marion.
Yes, either in Marion or just right outside of Marion, like the Lynn House. It's up on Route 4, but I mean that's like so close to Marion. I'm not sure if it's in the city limits or out of the city limits, but it's But they're in Marion. Yeah. And so the Visitor and Conventions Bureau, 198 West Center Street, is open from 10 to 5 every day, Monday through Friday. So you can stop in and pick up this card. And the card on the front lists all the places that you have to go, and it tells the hours that they're open or where it is if it's just, you know, a historic site. Nobody's there, but if it's a historic site, You'll see a little sign there that tells you how to mark your card with a certain sign or something. And then on the back of the card, it gives a little bit more information. They tell about the Lynn Schoolhouse, or they tell about the Huber Machinery Museum. So it's going to be a fun thing, just going around and seeing the museums and all the different things that Marion has to offer.
Okay, well, thanks for the information. You said that was either 187 or 190 something or other on West.
Yeah,
well,
actually, I'm sitting here looking at it, because when I said the 180 something, I didn't have it in front of me, but I do have it in here, and it is 198 West Center Street, and that's the Marion Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that information. That sounds like keep you busy on.
Well, yeah, it'll keep you busy in the summertime, and I know people sometimes when they've got school-age kids, they're like, by the middle of the summer, they're about tearing their hair out trying to figure out what they're going to do to keep their kids busy, but this will be something to keep their kids busy, keep them busy, and I've got my card. I'm going to start going around to all the things. Don't tell anybody, but I'm not going to submit mine to win a prize, but I recommend that anybody else go ahead and submit your card, and it tells you on there what to do and be in the drawing for a prize.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, so again, I encourage people to get on board the train, the historic train of Marion, and visit the sites. And if you've already started, if you were aware of this, give me a call. Let me know how you're progressing on it. Also, too, the Convention and Visitors Bureau said it's back. So, well, they said it returns. So that tells me if it's returning, they've done it before. So I'd be interested in knowing if, how many times they've done it or if you've done it. So give me a call. Hello, caller.
Yeah, what happened to Scott Spears?
What happened to Scott Spears? Nothing. Scott Spears is here in the studio. He hasn't left. And he'll
okay,
be...
so he's going to be back on at noon?
Yeah, I think I'll let Scott back on at noon.
Okay.
No, yeah, he's definitely going to be back on at noon. Like I said, today is the first time for this show, and I'm going to be a regular here on Friday mornings at 11 o'clock, and then Scott is back at 12, and Matt Morgan, and they've talked me into staying on board, so the three of us will be having the Exchange Club, the normal Friday 12 to 1 o'clock that he's done in the past, Exchange Club, he'll be here.
And you're going to be on tonight too, right?
I won't be on, but he will be on tonight with his normal Friday program. Scott will be there. Sean will be there. Matt Morgan. And I know they have a new special guest coming in tonight. So they'll be full force tonight.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
You're doing a good job. I'm enjoying listening to you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. All right. So that's what we got going on here. Again, let me know. Like I said, they advertise it as Amazing Treasures Returns. So I'd be interested in hearing, because I don't know if this was the second year, third year, have they done this a lot in the past? I'm kind of new to Marion, so and that's why I'm kind of excited about this, because I am new to Marion, and so I have a real interest in finding out. I mean, I'm fascinated with the history, with history in general, but I'm fascinated with the Marion history, because I'm finding out that Marion actually has a very rich history, including but much more than just a president. I mean, including a president, yeah, that's exciting, but it's much more than that. The Marion Shovel Company, and just all the stuff that is out there to find out. And I know sometimes when you born and raised in a community, you almost kind of become the history is no big deal, because you kind of hear it all the time, But it can be really interesting if you have an interest in history. So, and some of it isn't really history. I mean, one of the places they have you stop is at, I believe it's the Tall Grass. I'm trying to scan my card here real quick. Of course, now I don't see it. I know I saw it before. But anyway, but, you know, like the library is on here. So it's not necessarily history. But anyway, so that'll be fun. And I'll keep you posted on how I'm progressing as I get my card filled out. And if you're doing it, I'd like to hear about it. Or if you've done it in the past, I'd like to hear about it. Also, too, you know, they're doing some work at Founders Park. And I know that's not completed yet, but they're doing a lot of work at Founders Park. So I think the prospects for Marion are very good. There's going to be a concert stage there. It's actually not, there's a name for that thing where they, and it escapes me. They've got, you know, it's kind of like a big shell that comes up and covers the stage. And there's a proper name for that. And I can't, it escapes me right now. But, you know, they're going to have live performances there. So the potential for Marion is really good. You know, I think the future is good for Marion as far as things that people can do. And I know sometimes it gets kind of hard coming up with ideas, especially when there's no good way of hearing about all the things that are available. So we're going to see what we can do about changing that. So my number 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you have any questions, if you have any suggestions, if you know about something going on that I didn't cover, let me know about it. Or if you really got something burning on your mind that you want to talk about, we've got about 5 minutes left. We can talk about it. And again, as I said, after the top of the hour break, coming back next hour will be Scott Spears, Matt Morgan, and myself. I have no idea what we're going to be talking about on the Exchange Club today, but that's part of the Exchange Club. You know, Scott always lays out a surprise there, and who knows what direction the conversation is going to go. Also, too, I know Scott mentioned this. We really had fun at the fair. Man, I haven't had that much fun at a state fair, a county fair. Might as well have been the state fair. Buckeye guy was there. No, but I haven't had that much fun in a county fair ever. And I'm 64 years old, and I realize that, you know, I've never been involved in broadcasting, that side of it. But it was a really great time. I really enjoyed it. We talked to a lot of people. We talked to people on the air. We did some interviews, and we had all kinds of guests coming by. We off-air talked to a lot of people. It was just a lot of fun. And Scott has a video up on YouTube. It's on the Scott Spears YouTube channel, and it's the highlights of the fair. Matt Morgan here put the little video together. He used some still photos, and he used a couple videos and set it to music, a song by Green Day. And it's about, I don't know, I think it's 2.5 minutes long, maybe 3 minutes long. It's not long at all to watch, but it captured the essence of our time at the fair. And it was really a good time. And I hope all of you had the opportunity to go to the fair. I don't have anything to compare it to as far as fairs in the past. I don't know. You know, we can all look back and say, well, when the fair was 30 years ago or 40 years ago, it was better because of this or that. You know, I get that. But I think the fair at Marion County Fair was an excellent fair this year. Again, like I said, I don't have much to compare it to, but I was really impressed. So we had a good time there. If you have a chance to check out that video, check it out. Just a couple minutes left. If you want to squeeze in, jump in, 740-383-9944. And it was a pleasure being here today. I'll be here every Friday. And I want to thank my sponsor. My sponsor is Study His Word Radio with Pastor Craig. I've heard of that guy before. Who's helping to support this show and the station. And I just want to get that little plug in there. Go to studyhiswordradio.org, and you can hear the latest podcast from that. So closing out here, the last minute, thanks again for being with me today. I hope I gave you some information that's useful. I hope I alerted you to something you can do either this weekend or next week. When you've got some spare time and you're looking for something to do, I hope we can help you fill that void. Again, call, leave a message if your organization is planning something. That's 419-210-0267. Join me again next Friday. Let me know if you're doing the Amazing Treasures and how you're progressing on seeing the sights. And see you at the top of the hour.